Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Friday is here, and so is Local Sports Talk on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 on the FM dial in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. We're streaming live at KGYMradio.com. Also find us in the free-to-download app for your smartphone. Grab it today at your app store. It's completely free. You're not paying exorbitant fees to download the app. We would never do that to you. At least I don't think we would. I don't make that decision. So grab it now while it lasts. Stream us on your smartphone today, also on your smart speaker and in podcast form. If you missed anything from previous shows this week, last month, you want to listen back to 2 months ago, middle of college basketball season, and find something that I said that was completely off the rails and then come at me for it. Hey, whatever you want to do, feel free to. KGYMradio.com. Find all the podcasts for our local shows. Welcome in. This is Spencer on Sports, kicking off that four-hour block of local shows here on KGYM. 2 until 6 every weekday. Keep you up to date with everything happening locally, regionally, and nationally. We do it all here on KGYM. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Isaac is here as well. Got the Masters going on. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening at Augusta. I pulled up the weather forecast. There's been a lot of talk about the weather in Augusta this week and how it's not going to be great. And, well, that still is the case, especially for tomorrow. I pulled up, this is from AccuWeather.com, so I'm assuming it's accurate considering the name AccuWeather. Not the whole point. You don't have inaccurate weather forecast, do you? Anyways, tomorrow's forecast for Augusta, 50 degrees, heavy rain and a thunderstorm. There's a little rain chance thing. It's a raindrop, and it says 99%. So that's probably bad, a bad omen for playing golf tomorrow. I'm looking at the course right now, or looking at the TV right now, and I can see some clouds looming. They are still on the course as we speak, but there is a 90% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon per AccuWeather at Augusta National, where a couple headlines stealing the show. Brooks Koepka threw his round today, 12 under par, 67 today, a 65 yesterday. And the amateur Sam Bennett, 8 under par. He shot back-to-back 68s. Those are the two key storylines, along with Tiger Woods. We'll keep you up to date, like I said, about what's happening at Augusta here as we roll on through the afternoon. But we are going to start with a little basketball talk. We'll do some college basketball, some big news coming out today when it comes to the Iowa basketball team, Iowa men's basketball team. We'll tell you about that here momentarily. Want to get into a little NBA as we head into the final weekend of the regular season. We'll know the play-in tournament by the time we reconvene here on Monday. Get to that in our next segment. Also want to talk about some baseball. And if we get some time, a story I shared on my Twitter feed, at SW on the radio, yesterday afternoon. You may have seen this. Joey Chestnut was in the Midwest, in the great city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, yesterday. And his latest escapade was a burrito eating challenge. We will tell you how many burritos Mr. Chestnut polished off in Brew City. I think it's a missed opportunity to have Joey Chestnut in town and not do a very specific type of eating contest. We'll get to that if we get some time before the show is over. 319-366-1600. If you want to interact with the show today, talk or text line is wide open for you here on what is a gorgeous Friday afternoon. Sounds like a great weekend for weather here in eastern Iowa. Maybe not so much at Augusta National here this weekend. But 319-366-1600 is the talk or text line. Our poll question today does have to do with the Masters. And a simple question, will a live tour golfer win the Masters? Yes or no? There's one currently in the lead at Brooks Koepka, 4 up on Sam Bennett, 12 under par. So will Koepka hold on or will someone else who's not a live tour golfer win the Masters? What do you think? You can check out the poll question at KGYMradio.com. Again, will a live tour golfer win the Masters? Thanks to our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City, for bringing you that poll question here today. But let's start with college basketball this afternoon. Some news from the women's side and some good news for some potentially good news for Iowa State and their women's basketball program. We'll get to that and tell you why in just a little bit. But big news here in Eastern Iowa. A decision that I think a lot of us anticipated was coming. I don't think, you know, we're all surprised by it. I know there's some people, I saw some texts from last night with Todd's show. And I was talking to Todd Brommelkamp at the sports office earlier today that say and they believe that Chris Murray could have benefited from another year playing basketball in college, but that is not what's going to happen. The news that I think we all expected was going to happen, expected was going to come, was put out earlier today. As we see, whether it's transfer portal or draft announcement or whatever it might be, in the social media age, Chris Murray putting out a graphic thanking Hawkeye Nation and the coaching staff and teammates and all the fans for time at the University of Iowa. I'll read a little bit of it so you can hear what he had to say, at least based on this. But Chris Murray saying, growing up in Cedar Rapids, getting to wear the black and gold has allowed me to live out my dream and accomplish so much on the basketball floor. Says he appreciates everyone who supported me throughout this journey and who will continue to support him as he chases his highest goals. Chris ending it by saying he will be entering his name into the 2023 NBA draft. So just like his brother Keegan last year, who's had a fine rookie season with the Sacramento Kings, the playoff-bound Sacramento Kings, we will see another Murray in the NBA. Chris Murray making his decision known today that he is declaring for the 2023 NBA draft. Last year, of course, 20.2 points per game, 7.9 rebounds, so just under 8 rebounds per game, and really was a catalyst for this team. Best player, one of the best players on the team, and was recognized for his accomplishments by becoming a consensus third team All-American. Chris Murray following and continuing on, of course, the stretch run here of great individual players that we've seen come through this Iowa basketball program with Keegan and Luka Garza as well. And you go back to Jared Utoff a number of years back, Chris Murray continuing that stretch here and, helping Iowa basketball get back to the NCAA tournament. This year, of course, 19-14 record, a loss in the first round to Auburn. Not necessarily the way that the Iowa team wanted to see the season come to an end. But the decision, like I said, that I think a lot of us saw coming was formally announced today when it came to it. Chris Murray announcing he is going to be entering the 2023 NBA draft. So that leads to the question, is it going to be kind of a similar spot in the draft for Chris, like his brother Keegan was last season, being one of the top five picks in the draft? Obviously, still too early to tell, but at least right now, these mock drafts were put out before the announcement was formally made by Chris earlier today. Not necessarily the same spot, but he is projected to be a first-round talent. The general consensus is anywhere from 17 to 21. I went through all the different, at least most recently updated mock drafts. There are some out there that are only updated once a week, every other week. I don't know what the updating schedule is for them as we get closer and closer to June. Just kind of like we see with the NFL mock drafts, you're going to see them get updated more frequently. But the general consensus is, like I said, 17 to 21. There is one outlier, Bleacher Report. Their latest mock has Chris going number 29 to the Indiana Pacers, so bottom half of the first round. But in general, NBADraft.net has Chris Murray going 17th to the Lakers, 18th to the Clippers in USA Today, number 20 or 21 to Miami. I saw Yahoo Sports with that. Gary Parrish showing number 21 to Miami as well. A couple different sources saying Houston could be the team for Chris, a landing spot for Chris and his services. SB Nation and NBC Sports both projecting the Houston Rockets to be the one to take him at that spot. And then Kyle Boone from CBS Sports, one of the two CBS writers that had an NBA mock draft out. He has Chris going to the Golden State Warriors, which would not be a bad spot to be in, playing with Steph and Klay Thompson and all those guys out there in Golden State on California. Don't think that's necessarily a bad spot at all. I don't think any of these spots are bad spots, really, if you think about it. But probably mid to late first round, at least is the thinking right now. Obviously, still time to boost your stock. These mock drafts don't take into account a lot of the international prospects, save for Victor Wembanyama, who seems like everybody wants Victor Wembanyama. I don't know why you wouldn't want Victor Wembanyama unless your team is contending for a title this year. Then I think you're good with who you got, right? You don't want to. It's like, well, we could compete for a championship, but we could also tank. That makes a lot of sense. Let's do that. But Wembanyama is the consensus number one based on what I've seen. Brandon Miller from Alabama, number two. And then Scoot Henderson, G League player. Some combination of those three at the top of the draft. But mid to late first round, not a bad spot. Obviously, you know, not as high as we saw Keegan Murray go last year with Sacramento. But move that, like I said, I've said a couple times now, I think a lot of people were anticipating would come. I think it's a fair point, you know, for the folks that I've seen saying maybe could have stayed another season and benefited from that. But in the long run, I think the chances of that happening were pretty slim. And Chris Murray putting his name into the NBA draft earlier today. Of course, he got some valuable feedback. That's one thing folks are pointing out, too. Last season, participated in the pre-draft process alongside Keegan Murray as Keegan prepared for the draft. Chris, you know, took part in the pre-draft process, learned about what he can work on, learned about how he can improve his skills. And I think that certainly helped him in understanding what he had to work on and his goals for this season. And we'll see what type of grade he gets here in 2023 heading into the draft coming up later on this summer. So that's big news out of the Iowa basketball camp. Chris Murray announcing his intentions. He is going to go to the NBA. See, there's a beat writer still for the Sacramento Kings. I believe I mentioned him before, Cameron Salerno from the Sacramento Bee. He tweets about Kings basketball. So if you follow along with him, if you're on Twitter, you see him tweeting about Keegan a lot, and he always seems to be really wanting Sacramento to draft both Chris and Keegan. That would, I think, make, at least for Iowa fans, the Sacramento Kings, the official NBA team of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Strike up an NIL deal. I don't know, can you do that? I don't think you can, but see Sacramento Kings signage all over Carver Hawkeye Arena if that were to happen. It would be kind of intriguing to see, obviously, the Lakers, if that NBADraft.net projection does come true. Chris Murray with AD and LeBron on the same team, that would be certainly something to see if it does come true. Clippers as well, with Kawhi and Paul George. Miami, I don't think there's any bad spots, really. I mean, when you look at the teams that he is at least projected to here this far out from the NBA draft, I think there's upsides and downsides to all of them. But maybe that Indiana one. Indiana's got some good talent there. Just can't seem to, I don't know if put it all together is the right word, but Tyrese Halliburton, when he's healthy, has been very good. Benedict Mathurin has been good as well, along with Andrew Nembhard at Indy. Gotten some good contributions from some of the players that they've gotten in trades. Jordan Nwora, who barely did anything for the Bucks, is now lighting it up on the court for Indy. So, you know, like I said, pros and cons to I think a lot of the different teams that you see, at least the projection wise here. But we'll find out more as we get closer and closer to June. But the big news, like I said, out of the Hawkeye camp today, leaves Iowa with three, by the way, open scholarships for 2023 and 2024. Speaking of the draft, more news. This is from the women's side of things, and this report was in the Des Moines Register, also ended up in the Gazette today, Cedar Rapids Gazette. But the WNBA draft is Monday, and it could be a pretty big night, pretty historic night for the Iowa State women's basketball team. Rebecca Lobo, ESPN women's basketball analyst, was on a conference call with reporters ahead of Monday's WNBA draft. And she is suggesting, and she believes, in ESPN.com and their WNBA mock draft, yes, it is a thing, by the way, believes it as well, could see two former Iowa State women's basketball players get selected in the top 10 of the WNBA draft on Monday, which is huge. Post player Stephanie Suarez, who missed a good chunk of the season with an ACL tear, and of course, Iowa City native Ashley Jones. Rebecca Lobo weighing in with reporters yesterday, but ESPN.com also talking about and projecting that we could see both their names called in the top 10 of the WNBA draft, which is Monday night at 6 from New York City. Both players, by the way, Jones and Suarez, have been invited to attend the WNBA draft. So if you're invited to attend, kind of like, you know, the NFL green room, chances are you're probably going in that first round for the draft coming up on Monday. But ESPN's mock draft has Suarez getting drafted by the Washington Mystics with the number 4 overall pick. And then 6 picks later, number 10, Ashley Jones going to the Los Angeles Sparks at the number 10 spot in the WNBA draft. It is only a 12-pick first round for what it's worth, but still, top 10. Hey, that's pretty darn good. Number 4 overall for Stephanie Suarez. Again, has to play out that way for it to come true. But that certainly would be quite the feather in the cap for the Iowa State women's basketball team. Iowa State has not had a first-round pick in the event since Allison Lacey was taken with the 10th overall pick back in 2010. They've never had two players go in the opening round. So big news there if it is indeed the way how it plays out for Iowa State. Iowa fans will get some love as well. Of course, Caitlin Clark is not eligible for the WNBA draft, so we won't mention her name aside from that mention there. But Monica Sinano also getting some love in the WNBA mock draft. She projected to go 17th to the Indiana Fever. So could be a very good day, not only for Cyclone women's basketball, but women's basketball in the state of Iowa, period, with both Suarez and Jones getting taken in the top 10, projected at least, and then the possibility of Monica Sinano getting drafted as well would be huge. In what's already been a huge, huge year for women's basketball, not only here in Iowa, but across the country, I think, especially for the state of Iowa, if you get those three players drafted, that would be really impressive stuff. For what it's worth, no surprise, the number 1 overall pick is projected to be Aaliyah Boston from South Carolina. She would go number 1 overall to the Indiana Fever. So potentially, again, has to play out this way, but potential for Monica Sinano and Aaliyah Boston to be teammates in the WNBA. Diamond Miller projected to go 2nd overall to the Minnesota Lynx, and Maddie Segrist 3rd overall. Segrist from Villanova, of course, projected to go 3rd overall to Dallas. So pretty cool. We'll follow that, of course. Monday night is the draft, so we'll talk more about that on likely Monday or Tuesday's show once we know the results. But I think it would be a big moment for both Iowa and Iowa State if that were to come to fruition. 319-366-1600 at 224. We'll get into a little bit more basketball coming up in just a few moments. We've got NBA regular season winding down. And if you were Chances are, if you're listening to my voice, you might not be attending a game this weekend. But if you are, don't expect to see a lot of star power this weekend, especially if your team that you plan on seeing has already clinched a playoff spot. We'll tell you about who's all resting tonight and into the weekend on the other side of this timeout. It's Spencer on Sports with you for a Friday on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today and a beautiful weekend up ahead. Temperatures are going to rise into the low 60s today, and then tonight we'll have a bit of a breeze and temperatures drop down into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we're going to be rising into the mid 60s under sunny skies, and then once again on Sunday, sunshine, temperatures in the upper 60s, and we're going to have some great weather for Easter Sunday. As we head into next week, temperatures continue to warm through the 70s and we stay dry. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Protect and maintain your wood surfaces with Minwax stains and finishes. They offer a great variety of easy-to-use products that provide a beautiful, rich color that enhances the natural wood grain. Start with a finish that will last for years to come. Minwax oil-based wood finish is $10.99 per quart after 11% rebate. Good through April 9th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your yardy cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay, they'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to crnewsnow.com.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. ENJ Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have ENJ install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from ENJ Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at ENJ Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Back at 227, moments away from 228. Spencer on Sports with you here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Tracking the Masters, also tracking the baseball world, the Cubs and the Rangers in action this afternoon. Apple TV Plus game, and it's not free like it was last year. So if you want to see the Cubs play today and see any team who has a selected game on Apple TV Plus, got to shell out for the subscription. It's not that expensive, but if you don't like giving money just to watch one game, might be, hey, Isaac's got it. So, hey, everybody who wants to watch the Cubs game, come to the KGYM studio. No, that's, don't do that. Cubs are winning 1-0 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cody Bellinger, RBI single in the fourth. There, we'll keep you up to date on that. Masters still going on. Hey, there's Tiger Woods. He's on the TV screen. Tiger so far in jeopardy of missing the cut. The projected cut is +2. He is +3, tied for 52nd right now in the tournament. Still fighting to make the cut right now. Not looking good. We'll keep you posted here today as they continue play, trying to get the round in here at Augusta. Like I said, 99% chance of rain according to AccuWeather tomorrow down at Augusta National. Does not sound good for them playing tomorrow. We'll see if they can work around it, obviously, but not the news you want to see if you are a golf fan. Considering. And 319-366-1600, poll question at kgymradio.com. Will a live tour golfer win the Masters? Yes or no? You could vote in our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Kind of a light NBA schedule last night as we continue our basketball discussion here. Talked about Chris Murray and declaring for the NBA draft to start the show. Also, what could potentially be a historic night for Iowa State women's basketball with the WNBA draft coming up Monday. If you missed that, you could check out the podcast at KGYMradio.com. But we're headed into the final weekend of the regular season in the National Basketball Association. Kind of a light day yesterday on the calendar. A couple games of interest. We had one for you, KGYM, on our airwaves last night. That was Miami and Philadelphia. Did not turn out to be a very good basketball game as the Heat ran away with it last night, winning 129-101. The other highlight game last night, national TV game, was Phoenix playing Denver 119-115. The Suns beating the Nuggets there 119-115, 29 from Kevin Durant there. Chris Paul finishing with 25. The playoff scenarios, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, but the East is the organized conference. The West, boy, you just got to draw out all the maps and arrows and chevrons and triangles, everything, lines and dots, especially to figure out numbers 5 through 9. The NBA put out on their official communications Twitter account the playoff scenarios for today. You look at the East, 1 through 5 and number 10 are all locked up. Milwaukee, Boston, Philly, Cleveland, and New York, 1 through 5. The Bulls locked into the 10 spot. They will be a play-in team when that starts up here next week. And then it's pretty simple. Number 6 or 7? Number 6 is Brooklyn or Miami. Number 7 is Miami or Brooklyn. Number 8, Atlanta or Toronto. Number 9, Toronto or Atlanta. So it just depends on wins and losses in the East. Who's gonna seize the opportunity and maybe get one spot higher? When you look at the West, aside from number 1 and number 4, which are locked in, Denver and Phoenix, respectively, it is kind of a mess. 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 all have some combination of the Clippers, Golden State, Lakers, New Orleans, or Minnesota. In some different order. If you look at the graphic, you look at the seeding clinch document that the NBA puts out. 5 through 9 are still up for grabs in the NBA, especially in the Western Conference. Number 10, Oklahoma City or Dallas, so that's pretty cut and dry. Could be Oklahoma City, could be Dallas for the last spot in the play-in game. And then 2 and 3, could be Sacramento getting the 2. Would be huge to see the Kings in their first playoff berth since, 2006, get to number 2. They need Memphis to lose, and Memphis is playing a Milwaukee team that has number 1 in the East all sealed up, so don't expect the Bucks to be playing anybody of note tonight. If you're planning on tuning in to that Memphis-Milwaukee game, I believe it's on NBA TV. Bobby Portis is probably going to be your biggest star on the court, if that. A.J. Green, former UNI Panther, might get some serious minutes tonight. Javon Carter, Marjon Beauchamp. So the Bucks eventual remember some guys lineup in 5-10 years. Obviously, we'll all remember A.J. Green, but, you know, if they win a championship, they'll be remembered forever. But if they don't, remember that lineup they tossed out there without Giannis, Chris Middleton, and Drew Holiday? Yeah. What happened with those guys? Anyways, Memphis could be 2. They could be 3. Sacramento could be 2, could be 3. And then you have that whole kind of shrug your shoulders and we'll see what happens kind of thing happening between 5 and 9 in the playoffs. So that's kind of where we sit, but we know the play-in tournament will be set as of next week in the NBA. I mentioned not only a Milwaukee team sitting players here tonight and into this weekend. Dallas Mavericks, who are still in the hunt for a play-in spot. They are battling with Oklahoma City for that final spot in the West. They are a half game back of OKC entering tonight's action. The Mavs against Chicago tonight. sitting Kyrie Irving, Josh Green, Tim Hardaway Jr., Maxi Kleba, and Christian Wood. The Bulls are resting players, too. Again, they have number 10 locked up in the East with Pat Beverly, DeMar DeRozan, and Zach LaVine among the players sitting for tonight for Chicago. And then if you were hoping to see LeBron versus KD tonight as Phoenix takes on the Los Angeles Lakers, well, bad news. Sham Sharania from The Athletic, the Suns saying because they clinched the number 4 seed in the West last night, they are sitting Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton tonight as well. So it is the end of the regular season. The teams that are in the playoffs, that are solidly in the playoffs, that cannot possibly improve their seed, are basically resting their guys. And I, you know, do you blame them? No, because you don't, in a meaningless game, say against the Orlando Magic, just to pick out a random team, if you're slated to be the number 2 seed, you can't possibly go any higher. Would you want your star guys out there, possibility of getting hurt, going full bore against a Magic team that's been eliminated? Not sure I'd want that either, but disappointing for the fans on the other side of the coin that paid good money for the tickets. Bucks were having fan appreciation night tonight. I know that. Obviously, being a Bucks fan, I get all their emails and see their social media posts. It's Ray Allen bobblehead night tonight in Milwaukee. I want a Ray Allen bobblehead. I need a Ray Allen bobblehead. Somebody want to ship me one? Anybody going? Gladly take one if you want to send me one. But Ray Allen bobblehead tonight, fan appreciation night, and they get pretty much none of the stars playing tonight. I get it, but it's rough for the fans, and that's the whole, and we don't have enough time today to get to it, but the whole load management conversation we keep seeing, you know, fans are paying good money for tickets, players are sitting out with rest. It's a problem the NBA needs to address, I think, because, you know, I've shared before, hey, I haven't gone to a ton of NBA games in my life, but there was, you know, one I went to were still up in the air whether Giannis was going to play before, like even like in the hours leading up to game time. So I'm sitting in my hotel room in Milwaukee refreshing the feed. Okay, is he going to play? Are we going to see the guy I came to see play? I get why it's frustrating for fans, but you can also understand, especially in a situation like this when you're all clinched up with playoff seedings and stuff, you want to be resting those players. The Mavs thing kind of, I mean, I don't follow the Mavs closely. I enjoy watching Luka Doncic play, but you're half game out of the play-in and you're resting like 95% of your team. You just giving up? Is that what you're, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Make it make sense. 319-366-1600. Another team that's resting a lot of guys, just saw this come across. The Sacramento Kings, they are playing the Warriors tonight. De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, Kevin Huerter, Malik Monk, Keegan Murray, Trey Lyles, Davion Mitchell, all listed as questionable tonight against the Golden State Warriors. So if you're looking for star power in that game, at least from one of the teams, you might not find it. 319-366-1600. We'll get to some baseball. Check out that scoreboard. Keep you updated on the Masters as well. That's after this timeout. Spencer on Sports with you at the gym.
Bundling and saving with Geico is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with Geico. It's an easy choice.
Finally, baseball is back. Swing into the season with tickets to the action. Plus, with basketball and hockey heating up, now is a great time to experience a game. Vivid Seats is proud to be the official ticketing partner of ESPN. From on the glass to in the stands, Vivid Seats has great ticket prices to all the games. Every crack of the bat, every dribble down the court. Catch it all with Vivid Seats. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
The NTT IndyCar Series is back on the streets of Long Beach.
We are now side by side as they work their way into turn number six. Polo gonna try the outside.
Newgarden searching left and right, trying to hold off the IndyCar champion. Newgarden slams the door shut.
Everybody's on their giddy up through turn number 10. All three get through cleanly as they've checked out down the front straightaway.
Listen to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, live April 16th.
Here at April 16th at 2 on the gym.
Take your favorite sports talk programming with you anywhere on the go with a free KGYM Sports Radio app. Local sports talk in the afternoon and ESPN all day, right in your pocket. Hang out with your friends from the gym by searching KGYM Sports Radio in the App Store today.
Absolutely free. Download it. Stream us from your smartphone, the KGYM app, available in your App Store. Right now, 240. Spencer at Sports here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Richard checking in on the text line. Zach Johnson, thank you for the inquiry slash reminder. Do not want to forget about native son Zach Johnson. He is projected to make the cut at Augusta, currently in a tie for 45th at one over par. He is done for today, shooting a 70. For today, it is a par 72, so that is good for two under par today. He was three over yesterday with a 75. So Zach looking to make the cut, like I said, tied for 45th today, one over par for the tournament so far. The projected cut still at plus two, Tiger Woods at plus three. So Tiger not looking good at the moment, but we'll see. See how things finish out for him today on day two. Like we've talked about, Brooks Koepka minus 12, 12 under par, shooting a 67 today. That followed up a 65 yesterday. Sam Bennett, the amateur, minus 8, 8 under par. He is done through today, or finished for today. He was 4 under par today alone. Back-to-back 68s for the amateur, Sam Bennett. John Rahm in third at 7 under par. He was even today, par 72 for round two at Augusta. Again, weather not looking very good. Sunday, cloudy and 63. And then Monday, if they do have to go into Monday, times of clouds and sun and 68. The precipitation chance drops from 99% down to 4% from Saturday into Sunday. So they're still hoping they can get it done, obviously, through the weekend here, stay on schedule. But if the forecast holds true, it will be kind of a messy day tomorrow. Might have to move a few things around. And Kyle checking in on the text line. I mentioned the Ray Allen bobblehead that I need. Check eBay tomorrow for the bobblehead. I will, Kyle. That's usually what I do if I see a giveaway. If I see a really cool giveaway, I don't usually pull the trigger right away. I usually kind of wait, like see if price drops a little bit. Because if it goes on eBay like right away after the game or the giveaway, you know, people are going to want like $11 billion. Maybe not that much, obviously, but they're usually top dollar, especially if it's a high demand thing. I usually wait a couple days, weeks, see more of them populate the market. I bought one giveaway recently. It was a giant, it's basically a giant mouse pad, but it's in the shape of the design of the Bucks court. It's a really awesome, I've never seen anybody do that, like an NBA team. Got it at home, it's displayed in my home office area. Pretty cool. So basically a giant mouse pad, just, you know, triple the size of a regular mouse pad. Thought it was worthy of the, what did I pay, like $20 for it? Not bad. That person made $20 off me. Sucker here in Iowa. They went to the game. Get $20 back. Win-win. But I will be looking on eBay. That's for sure for that giveaway tomorrow. Do I absolutely need it? No. But will I go for it? Maybe. 319-366-1600. Baseball action going on today. Checking out the scoreboard For today, the Mets all over the Marlins, 6-0 that game in the top half of the eighth inning. Starling Marte with a home run in the contest so far as the Mets lead the Marlins 6-0. That game postponed from yesterday to today. Cubs still lead the Rangers. That game heading to the bottom half of the sixth. The Orioles, the O's hype train, I'm telling you. Orioles leading the Yankees 2-0. That game in the bottom half of the second inning. Clark Schmidt going up against Dean Kramer there from Camden Yards in Baltimore. The Phillies taking on the Reds. Another game that was postponed from yesterday. Phillies up 1-0. That game in the top half of the third at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. A bases-loaded walk from Hunter Greene. Not what you want to see from your fine young pitcher. Bases-loaded walk for Hunter Greene. Scoring Nick Castellanos. At least it wasn't a drive into deep left field. Other games on the schedule for today. The Twins, their home opener, going up against the Houston Astros. Another game that was postponed from yesterday because of the weather up there in Minnesota. Sonny Gray going against Jose Urquidy tonight, or later this afternoon, I should say, coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so up in Minneapolis. That game will get started. The White Sox in Pittsburgh, Lucas Giolito going up against Rich Hill for the Pirates there in that interleague series. Royals and the Giants from Oracle Park in San Francisco, 3:35 start time there. Cardinals and the Brewers, Jack Flaherty and Brandon Woodruff from American Family Field in Milwaukee. Brewers 5-1. Cardinals are 2-4 on the season. That game a 7:10 start time from Milwaukee. And then the highlight series this weekend, we do have baseball action for you from ESPN Radio here on KGYM this weekend. The Padres and the Braves, two of the top teams, or at least before the season started, the teams projected to be at or near the top of the National League. They are going at it this weekend. Series in Atlanta, Truist Park in Atlanta. Braves at 6-1 coming into tonight's action. Padres are 3-4. We'll have games, 3 and 4 of the series for you tomorrow night and Sunday night for a little Saturday night and Sunday night baseball. Padres Braves, the featured series from ESPN Radio here on KGYM. We'll have that for you this weekend. Scores from yesterday, White Sox are just glad to be done with the San Francisco Giants. 5 home runs yesterday for the Giants in a 16-6 win. They clubbed 13 homers in the 3-game set with the White Sox. San Francisco winning 16-6 yesterday. Boston beating Detroit 6-3. Also saw Toronto beat Kansas City 6-3. Colorado beat Washington 1-0. In Denver at Coors Field, Atlanta beat San Diego 7-6. Orlando Arcia, former Milwaukee Brewer, with a walk-off RBI single in the ninth there. And the Dodgers getting a win over Arizona 5-2 yesterday as well out in Phoenix. Midwest League Baseball is underway. The Cedar Rapids Colonels starting off the season with a win, beating Peoria 3-2, 2 runs in the eighth to take the lead. Noah Cardenas with a solo home run to tie it. Keone Cavaco with an RBI single to take the lead in that eighth inning as the Colonels got the win over the Chiefs. The Chiefs, name you will likely be hearing, Cardinals fans, I'm sure you're familiar, Tink Hentz, their starting pitcher, had a really nice outing, did not factor into the decision, but Tink Hentz, 4 innings pitched, a hit, no runs given up, walked 2, and struck out 6 for Peoria. He is the number 3 prospect in the Cardinals organization, according to MLB Pipeline. But Tink Hentz had a solid affair, but did not factor into the decision for Peoria last night against Cedar Rapids. That series will continue through Saturday nights over in Peoria. 319-366-1600 coming up on 250. And I promised a little news regarding something we don't talk about because it's not really a mainstream sport here on this program. competitive eating. No, we're not talking about Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Contest. Why Joey Chestnut was in Milwaukee yesterday. We'll get to that on the other side of this timeout. Spencer on Sports on the Gym.
FanDuel Sportsbook NBA Same Game Parlays give you the chance to turn a little bet into a big payday. Choose any NBA game and combine multiple bets into one wager for bigger wins. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code PLAY to bet the NBA today. That's promo code PLAY exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Back at 250 with Spencer on Sports here on a Friday, 319-366-1600. Be remiss if I did not mention, by the way, before we get to the Joey Chestnut story, Iowa baseball opening a pretty important series against the Indiana Hoosiers tonight, and that series will run through Sunday afternoon over in Bloomington. Iowa softball started off their series in East Lansing against Michigan State with a bang earlier today. 14-2, Hawkeyes beating Michigan State in game one of that series over in Michigan. Iowa State softball taking on Texas Longhorns in Ames. In Ames this weekend. That series will continue today. That's a quick update on the college ranks. We'll recap everything for the weekend, of course, coming up on Monday. As promised, saw this come across last night after the show. Figured if we get some time today, we'll share it. The Nathan's Hot Dog Contest, popular 4th of July viewing. I don't watch it. I think it's putrid. I like hot dogs in moderation. I mean, come on. 26 hot dogs, dunking them in the water. Like, no, absolutely not. Not how I prefer to enjoy a hot dog. But really, the goat of eating competition is Joey Chestnut. And he was in the Midwest yesterday. He was actually in Milwaukee to celebrate National Burrito Day. National Burrito Day by doing what else? Eating lots of burritos. This was the first ever World Burrito Eating Championship. It was held near Fiserv Forum where the Milwaukee Bucks play their games. Chestnut admittedly getting off to a slower start than he would have liked, battling it out with a gentleman named Jeff Esper. But as Joey Chestnut does, he pulled out the victory, ate a whopping 14 and a half burritos in 10 minutes to win the burrito eating champion belt. Also got $5,000 out of it. 14 and a half burritos. They were from a fast food chain. I cannot mention them. They do not sponsor on this radio station. It is not a local one. If you were thinking of the one that starts with the P, you are not. It's not them. This one starts with a Q. Put two and two together and you could probably figure it out. 14 and a half burritos in 10 minutes. I don't have a picture. This is radio. You can't see it. Anyways, they were not small burritos. They were regular sized burritos. 14 and a half of them. Could you ever eat 14 and a half of anything in 10 minutes? 319-366-1600. I like burritos, but man, that is, ooh. Don't know if that's as doable. One is enough for most of us, I can imagine. But Joey Chestnut, he is not human. I think we can all agree on that. The last time he was in Wisconsin, I found this interesting. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He lost. Joey Chestnut lost. Can you believe that? the 2018 Wisconsin State Fair Cheese Curd Eating Championship. Now, there's something I think I could eat 14 and a half of in 10 minutes. Maybe less than 10. Depends on the cheese curd. Deep fried, maybe. I'm sure fresh. I mean, like, were you talking, like, you know, spicy? I don't know. But apparently Joey Chestnut lost in that 2018 Wisconsin State Fair eating championship, but avenged it, returned to Milwaukee, and ate 14 and a half burritos in 10 minutes. He is the number one competitive eater by Major League Eating. That is a thing. I'm sure you're familiar with it if you watch the hot dog eating contest, and holds at least 55 world records. One of those records, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is in the category of, and I need some breakdown on this, and we don't have enough time to do it, but burritos long form. I'm assuming they mean like regular sized burritos. I don't know. If anybody knows more than I do, feel free to chime in. But he holds 55 world records, one of them in the category of burritos, and matched this total he had from yesterday, matched his previous record of 14 and a half pounds of burrito. I guess, you know, you assume one burrito is 1 pound, but 14 and a half pounds of burritos in 10 minutes in 2016. That is a lot of burritos. That's my main takeaway from it. But, yeah, 14 and a half burritos in 10 minutes. Yeah, like I said, one is enough for me. I will limit that because you gotta have room for, like, you know, some chips, some cheese, maybe some guacamole. I don't know how you could do 14, like tortillas and all this stuff. I don't know how you can do it. Maybe that's your task for the weekend. Homework, anyone? No. That'll wrap it up for the show today. Thanks for joining us as always. Back with you Monday at 2. Gym class up next. 3 until 4. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6. Have a great weekend. Have a great Easter, too.
The Low Post Podcast with Zach Lowe.